Reiko here, your friendly neighborhood witch. Now, I know what you're thinking, but you're safe here. It's okay to not be okay. And self-love is always going to be the best love. Self-care is going to be the best care. Now, join me as we let out some steam and become a little less stress and more carefree. Come join me over our weekend detox and let's detox together, because we always want to protect our energy.
Hi, my name is Reiko, your friendly neighborhood witch. Welcome to my weekend detox. We are a day early. We normally do this on Friday, and this is why I'm a little discombobulated right now. There's a lot of other stuff going on in my household, a lot of energy, a lot of chaotic energy, but we are here. We are going to talk about legacies, especially because it is Black-Owned Business Appreciation Month, so we need to appreciate those businesses because guess what? They are making their legacies. So, first and foremost, let's talk about what I was saying before. As popularized by the Broadway musical Hamilton, as well as once it made its debut onto Disney Plus, we were talking about legacies. Legacy. What is a legacy? It's a planted seed in a garden you never get to see. So basically, when we sit here and we plant a seed or an idea to create something, whether it's to change the world, whether it's to start a business, break some family traditions and different taboos, you may not see that change, but you plant that seed to start it out. And there is a difference. There is different legacies. There's good legacies and there is bad legacies. What kind of legacy are you making? What are you going to be remembered by? Are you going to be remembered for this moment? The last thing that you happen to do? Are you going to be remembered for the business you created? Are you going to be remembered for the photos that you took? What are you going to be remembered for? Are you going to be remembered for your kids, your ideas, your schooling? Sometimes ideas is the small things that can straight up a legacy. It could be a small written thought in a journal, a book, a moment. What are you going to be remembered by? Most activists are remembered because they start a shotgun around the world. So, what are you going to be remembered by? As we dive down into different legacies, we need to figure out what is going to be the best option, the best case to go ahead and solve. What is your legacy? What seed did you plant? How are you going to be remembered? I'm going to keep repeating these things because I want people to actually think as we go through this. And I'll tell you what my legacy or what I want my legacy to be. Ironically enough, for the longest, I kept thinking I was going to be the one to change my family traditions and stigmas. Not realizing as I've gotten older, I've watched my dad break these stigmas, break these chains, change what is the family norm. My dad actually started his legacy, and through him, we're the ones completing it. And he tells me all the time that he's proud of me, because for the longest, I never thought that I was able to achieve anything or I wasn't achieving anything. And then he sat down and told me one day, I see so much in you, like so much of me in you, it makes me proud. Because I was the late bloomer. My siblings and stuff, I'm not the worst child, but I'm the one who started the latest because I took care of everyone else first. But I'm the one who's making the changes. I'm the one who's out here reaching out and trying to break family curses and traditions and making my own. And I didn't realize that it was my dad who planted that legacy seed in me. And he's seeing it in real time, growing. And then when I have my children, I will be doing the same. The legacy my dad started was breaking the traditions. He didn't come up to me and say, oh, you need to, you know, work through your marriage. Are you happy? What did you try to do? He asked those questions because, you know, tradition is instilled deep within him. I'm trying to break our family curses of ignoring mental health issues and actually addressing them. To the point that now, when I first started my podcast to recently, it went from, oh, you're okay, you just need to let it go, to, how's your mental health? How are you doing? Now, 2 years ago, my dad would have never asked me these things, but these are things that he's already addressed when it came to my mother, and my mom addressed when it came to other people. Both of them address mental health issues without actually addressing mental health issues, not realizing that they planted a seed within me to go ahead and break those traditions and to break those curses. In the Black community, we don't talk about mental health. We don't talk about when we need help. We don't know how to express it. And we find it out in different ways. Some of us hide in drugs. Some of us hide in sex. Some of us hide in dangerous activity, including crime, because the thrill, and it helps them escape all the other craziness. So, with my dad telling me, I don't want you to be like me, I want you to be better than me. And with him also telling me that, you know, sometimes it's okay to not be okay. Watching my dad get upset sometimes, not knowing how to express his emotions to the point where he gets so mad he will lock himself in a room the whole day and not talk to anybody. And it's a bad habit I actually got as an adult, where if I'm dealing with something, instead of dealing with it with my partner or my children or seeking out therapy in most cases, like I should have been doing before, I would usually just hide out in my room until I discovered, you know, sometimes I do need to vent and talk and actually seek medical advice. And that's just it. I sat down and I realized that, you know, hey, I got to do better. I realized that mental health is serious. I had to see that what I was doing was crazy. I had to take a moment. It didn't take other people telling me. It took me looking at my actions, looking at my words, looking at my statements. How was I handling a situation? Was it making me happy? No. Was being angry all the time making me happy? No, it wasn't. It actually took me letting go and truly crying, venting, letting those emotions go out versus holding them and harboring them to the very last moment, until I was able to finally be like, you know what? I gotta stop. And I didn't realize that the idea wasn't originally my own. The idea started with my parents, because I watched them change as they got older. And watching them change, because if anybody knows me, knows I love watching people. I love analyzing, studying, figuring out what makes people tick, understanding. And then I didn't really realize it, that I was starting to build my parents' legacies until I got married. And then I had to experience the same things that my parents experienced. Nobody taught us how to be married. Nobody taught us how to live life. But the seed was already planted on how to make it work. They gave us the formula, and we don't even see it until we actually sat down and opened our eyes. How to do better. How to be more successful than the last. We always question, why are we here on this earth a lot of the times, not realizing that we are the process of somebody's legacy. Whether it's our parents, our grandparents, the people by proxy, your sister, your brothers, you are somebody's legacy. You basically are holding on to the idea. And the funny thing is, there was a professor of mine that used to tell me, and it's really weird because he's a logical person. He said that a transfer of energy can even be in thoughts. Like, for some odd reason, a lot of people will have the same thoughts and didn't even realize that they have the same thoughts. And the reason why they have the same thoughts is, let's say the person who came up with the idea of the ShamWow. The original person who had that idea didn't put that idea into motion. So the idea left his mind. That energy and that thought went to the next person. They did the same thing, made it better. Oh, instead of it just being something that's multiversal, let's also make it waterproof. But then still did not put it out into the air, into the world, into physical manifestation. They didn't make a product. So then that thought left them and went to someone else. And now this third person has this same idea, this same thought. And then with that thought sat here and decided, I'm going to go ahead and make this. And they turned around and made it. Now all these other people who had that same thought beforehand is like, dang, I had that same idea. Why didn't I put it out in the world? Thought is still energy, and that's somebody's legacy. It's about, are you going to put it out? A lot of people may have the same idea and still put it out, but do it better than the last person. And it's not a competition. It's the fact of it being that it's somebody's legacy. It may have been somebody else's thought at some point and it somehow got to you. But in this particular case, we're going to talk about real honest legacies and people who what they're known for. One of the biggest things that I always see is some people don't realize that with legacies. What does it say? Oh, hi. How you doing? I'm sorry. I'm in the middle of a tangent about legacies. So, some of the more known legacies we know is Abraham Lincoln, being the first president. That's his legacy, being the very first president. I can't say words, tongue-tied, we're coming back, here we are, cool. George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Andrew Jackson, they all have their own legacies. Just like, for instance, the Trail of Tears, that is somebody's legacy. It's a very bad legacy, but it's somebody's legacy. It's what they're known for. One of the many things that they're known for. And which president, not what president, but which king went mad? Was it George? During Alexander Hamilton? King George? I can't remember if it's like the third or the fourth. The third. He went mad. That's what he's known for. So legacies doesn't necessarily mean something good. It can also be a balance of something bad. Adolf Hitler. This is a trigger warning for anybody of, you know, Jew descent. And I do apologize about this ahead of time. But this is for informational purposes. Adolf Hitler is known for the genocide of the entire race, for the most part. Yes, there's still survivors out in the world, but he literally is known for that, and that is his legacy. But he did other things, but the only thing he's known for is that. He was an artist. He was a poet. He wrote books. Apparently even started some movies, from what I was reading on the history for one of my history classes. Which I was just like, what? He had a movie? Why? Why would, you know what? I'm not going to question. I watch a lot of things. A lot of serial killers, their legacy is known for whatever they did. The crime that they did, how many people they did it to. Those are their legacies. So as we sit down and we talk about legacies, what are something that you're going to be known for? I always tell people, because people know that I am a person with a lot of habits, a lot of details. I do a lot of things. I model, which I've been doing since I was 18 years old, so I don't know why my family act like that's a surprise now. But modeling, podcaster, and gamer, which I've been doing that my entire existence, as long as I could be able to hold a controller. I used to be a wife. I am in spirit a mother, as well as a godmother. I am many things. And then I also tell people I'm the friendly neighborhood witch. It's about when you meet me is when you're going to find out exactly what I'm known for. So as we continue diving in, what was that? Yes, I model. Hey, family, if you don't know, I'd have some lewds and nudes. very artistic nudity on my pages. I'm sorry. You decided to put this eggs and that flour together, and you made these cakes, so you gotta deal with it. These cakes. I'm joking. Also, guys, I have a sense of humor. Hi. I have a personality. I have one because I used to not have to have a personality. I used to be very serious. Actually, no, I think all my friends would probably tell you I'm that mom figure with a sense of humor. I would have been the cool mom out of the friends, but it's okay. It's all right. I'm still the mom. It's all right. Hello. What's good? So, I don't know really what my legacy is going to be yet, but I know what I want it to be. I want to be known at the end of the day, if I don't have kids, I want my podcast and my ability to achieve my higher education to be a therapist to be my legacy. I want to create my own firm so I can be able to help people in the Black community as well as the POC community, because I feel like a lot of us need therapy from trauma, from situation, environment. I don't want to be just a pretty face, because guess what? Looks fade. I want to be known for helping the community. I'm already an activist. I already talk to a lot of people. I try to tell people about situations going on in the world, because yes, no news is good news in some cases, but all news is bad news, because that's all they really want to tell. They don't want to actually talk about good things going on in the world. And if they do, it's only a 2-minute segment. It's nothing long. It's nothing major. Even hearing about a cat being stuck in a tree is bad news. Like, everybody freaks out. Oh no, get the cat. But what I can tell you is this. I want to be known as Bae. And when I say Bae, it's something I've been saying a lot lately, because there was this person I really, really liked, and I bought him a t-shirt that says Bae, Black and Educated. Being Black and Educated, yes, I'm not going to be the first person to be like, oh, you're Black and Educated. I have a lot of useless knowledge I got without schooling. But unfortunately, society is like, just because you know these things doesn't mean that you're smart enough to get the child pay for it. Because guess what? I do want to get paid to help other people, because that's the only way I can be able to achieve the adequate amount of equipment that I will need to help this society. Unfortunately, I have to put myself into debt to help people. And I want to be known for the person who would give the shirt off of my back, because I do that. I do it all the time. And my sister will tell you sometimes I'm too damn nice. She looked at me. Too damn nice. A lot of the times. But I'm here for people, and I understand people. My ability to understand a situation and analyze a situation and think of it outside of the box is what makes me intelligent. I also have street smart, so I know how to hustle. But I really want to keep and have that school smart. So I have book smarts and street smarts. Let's just add the school smarts to it. And then that will continue my legacy. All I'm doing is adding to the legacy that my dad has already instilled in me and my mother. My mom has told me I could be anybody I wanted to be. She never told me the president, because guess what? That's achieving more than what I can do, because guess what? I like to partake in the devil's lettuce way too much. So that's not going to happen. But let's talk about some people that has been making some waves. Stacey Abrams in Georgia is getting people to vote and fight for voting legislation. That is her legacy. She's going out of her way to make a point to get people to vote, to get people to make that change. Because guess what? A lot of Black voters in Georgia who are Black, let me say this again, don't want to vote. They don't see the need for it. They feel like it would be better for them to not vote than vote at all, because they feel like their votes don't count. That's not how the government works. This is a democracy, not a dictatorship. And I hate to talk about religion, and I hate to talk about legislation in the government, but guess what? We have to make those talks. I told you guys when I started my podcast, we were going to have these difficult conversations. When it's time to vote and we want to see some change, and we sit here and say, damn, can't stand that person who's sitting in our chair. Legislation and dang, I can't say words today. In the seat in the Senate and everything else up to the presidency, talking about, man, we want this person out, they're not doing shit. It's because we are not properly educated on the government system, and we listen to our knucklehead ass friends. And I hate to say it, because guess what, I'm still black at the end of the day, and I hang around a lot of black people who talk a lot of shit about the government and say fuck the government this, fuck the government that. But also at the same time, if you don't educate yourself about the situation, you don't have the right to really say anything about it. I tell people this all the time, and people hate me. I'm not here to be anybody's friend. I'm here to go ahead and tell you like this. If you don't like a situation, educate yourself enough to be upset and legitimately be upset about the situation. Guess what? Stacey Abrams is educated in this situation, and she is trying to fight for our legislation, because guess what? I'm pretty sure you guys get those little voters card in the mail, especially if you're a voter, if you're registered to vote, and then you be looking at these rules and vote on legislation like 84, and you're like, what the fuck is legislation 84? And you don't do your research. We are in an age where technology makes it so easy for you to do your own research, to find your own stuff, to find out what legislation 86 is or 68 is, whatever number I gave you guys earlier, because that was just a number I pulled out of my ass, to find that. And I tell this to a lot of females, especially with women. Do you know how many times that they're trying to get rid of our rights? Hell, we bleed every single month. That's not going to stop. Every single day, like every month, like clockwork, unless you're like me and you only have a period every 6 months because, you know, fucked up, you know, insides. Every month, like clockwork, and then we get taxed because we didn't choose to have this lifestyle. And if I was Christian, I would just go up to heaven to talk to Eve like, bitch, was the apple worth it? Like, I know some of y'all seen the TikTok, because that's how I be feeling sometimes. I be like, if I see Eve on the street, I'm gonna beat her ass. Like, for real. If I go to heaven, if by any chance I end up in whatever afterlife she's in, I'm gonna see her and it's gonna be on sight. Like, I'm a full-blown, she's gonna catch all these hands. I don't even care. I know a lot of y'all are gonna be like, what the hell is she talking about? But I'm serious. Like, that shit hurts. I didn't ask for this. I didn't ask for none of this. Have a sense of humor, kids. But when it comes down to it, when it comes down to the beautifulness of what Stacey Abrams is doing, with the recent election, we had a lot of issues with Georgia. In particular, if you guys remember, when it came down to the counting of the votes and, oh, Georgia, you know, is messing up the counts and we need more people there and we need to do XYZ. Because of recent changes after that election, they have been trying to get rid of some rules and legislations, and a lot of people are not really educating themselves. So when I say these things, people like Stacey Abrams, and I give her all the kudos and all the props, because she is really trying her best to create a legacy, to be known, to fight for our legislation, especially for people who don't understand legislation. So look into her. Stacey Abrams, and that's Stacey with the C-E-Y, by the way, not without the E, so you need to put the E in there if you're looking for her name. Now, when it comes down to some people, you may be thinking, well, I'm not Stacey Abrams, how can I be making a legacy? You can be making a legacy in many different ways. If you're a parent, look at your kids. Look at your son, your daughter, your babies. Some people, that is their legacy. Oh, but I don't have kids. Are you the first one to go to college in your family? Are you the first one to come out of the closet? It may not have been a good experience, but do you feel free about it? Do you feel happy? Guess what? That's your legacy. A lot of people don't realize that legacies come in different forms. It doesn't necessarily have to be a business. It doesn't have to be something in a physical form. It could be the fact that you brought people together. You may not be a person who is like, what is my purpose in life? You can be motivating people. You motivate 1,000 strangers a day. And people don't realize that. I used to not realize how much of a people watcher I was until one day I sat down back in high school. And this is before I found my style, my niche. And I realized that I really liked gothic clothes and listening to Linkin Park. Because, yes, I was one of them kids in middle school, okay? Listen to Linkin Park. Listen to, you know, 3 Days Grace. I listened to all of them before I got into, like, you know, full-blown, you know, I can list some stuff. Lords of Acid. My ex will tell you I was listening to some crazy stuff because of him. But before I got into my niche in finding music, and because I liked classical music too, and I liked, you know, singing in Latin and singing in different songs, because fun fact, I used to be I'm still a violinist whenever I practice, but I'm so fucking out of practice, it's not even funny. And occasionally I sing, and I sing a lot of Disney stuff randomly, so don't freak out if you randomly hear me sing randomness, because I do that. And I also sing out of the box randomly because I like the goodbye song, and that's my jam. For me, it took me sitting down one day at a lunch table and watching the different cliques. I was an awkward kid. Like, I knew everyone, but everybody didn't know me. It was weird. Like, I was in everybody's group, but then nobody knew who I was. Like, everybody knew of me, but didn't know me. So I kind of was a butterfly. I hanged out with the popular kids in middle school. Like, I tried to figure out who I was as a person. Ultimately, by the time I got to high school, I sat down at a table at my first high school before I transferred to three other ones after. And I saw a bunch of kids wearing NYC trip clothes and spiked hair. Now, mind you, a little black girl living, like, this is the first time I was in, like, I've been in public school, so that wasn't anything new, but I was a military brat, and I never thought that I would find my group. I grew up listening to Tupac, Biggie, and all kinds of other people. So I grew up, you know, a typical black kid, you know, used to go down the block and had to be back out on the patio before the street lights hit at my grandmother's house, listening to old school R&B, Marvin Gaye, and so on and so forth at my grandmother's house, and be back at my parents' house listening to, you know, the classic 90s, like, hip-hop and R&B. So when I finally started to discover myself, it took me seeing a group of kids and realizing that I liked their style, that their style was unique and that was them. And I liked it. And at this point in my life, I went from liking cheetah print stuff and decorating my room to like cheetah print, but I still like Linkin Park. So I was listening to Linkin Park because my dad was a DJ. So he had me listening to AC/DC and all that other stuff, but he mainly stick to, you know, hip hop and R&B. So it's already been instilled in me. That seed was already planted that I was going to like all kinds of music, but it was about finding my style. And it took me being around these kids that influenced me to realize that's what I want to do. And my dad's like, it's a phase. You're going to get out of it, blah, blah, blah. But mind you, at this time, I wasn't living with my dad. I was living with my mom. But then when my dad realized that I liked it, he kind of tried to get me out of it by dressing me up the way that he thought that I should be, because he wanted to still put his legacy in me and see that through me. At this point, it was me and my brother. So it was two of us. But as I got older, it wasn't that I was rebelling. It was the fact of being, I knew that wasn't me. A lot of people confuse feeling and being comfortable within the situation that you are as rebellion, but it's because you found yourself. And I found myself in these group of kids who were gothic, the kids who had their spiked up hair, kids who were sitting here having little, I remember because one of the dudes I was so infatuated with, and he was older, he had a little gimp bear that he kept on his trip pants. That was his style. I think he was a senior. I'm pretty sure Brittany's still in the chat room. She probably knows who I'm talking about. But this dude I was so infatuated with because he had a little bear who had a gimp suit, and he had like latex, like he made him a latex bodysuit, or he bought him that way. I don't know. But I was so infatuated with it. Like, I'm like, this is my kid. This is my group. Like, this is the energy. This is the vibe. You couldn't tell me nothing. My parents didn't understand that. And the thing is, ironically enough, this group of kids is the reason I met my best friend Brittany. I hung out with these kids and was sitting here telling them about how masturbation is healthy for you, and these kids were older than me because I thought it was the cool thing to do, because I was like, I want these kids to like me so much. And then I realized as I've gotten older, like, little things influence me to be who I am, and it was because of the people that I was around. And that in itself could be a legacy. People don't realize that you could have made the person you had a moment interaction with could be your legacy. You could have talked somebody off the ledge one day just by being great and being there for them and not realizing that that could have been your legacy. And you don't take the time to stay out of your own, like, vanity. As humans, we have a lot of vanity. We do. One thing I had to learn about myself is I had to get myself out of my head in order to help other people. Because when I come to help other people, I'm thinking of how I would handle the situation versus how they would handle the situation. Because not everybody will handle the situation how I would handle it. So I have to literally put myself in their shoes, think how they think based off of what I'm watching and witnessing. My ability, my gift, that is my gift to people, is to watch people and to adapt to what they are and what they do so I can be able to help them. And that's what I want to be known for, is to be able to give that therapy to people and help them seek the guidance that they need and give them the tools and resources based off of what I think or what I see that they are capable of doing. And then the fact of being, if you don't think that you have a legacy, or you may have influenced somebody, hang around your friends long enough, the ability to adapt to what your friend group is, whoever started it is the person, that's their legacy. They changed who you are. If you happen to be the leader, guess what? You created a legacy. We create many legacies within our lives, and it's about figuring out what we're doing. And these are just social legacies. These are not nothing major. This is not like, oh, I made a business from the ground up, or, oh, I created a TV show, or I wrote a script. These are little legacies that people don't see. You may influence your nephew, your niece, your younger brother to like video games. You may have introduced them to that. But people don't realize that that could technically be a whole legacy. You planted a seed in them. And that's what legacies are. It's basically planting a seed in somebody's mind. Now, let's talk about how that can also backfire. Welcome to the world of manipulation, kids. Gaslighting is a form of planting a seed. Toxic behavior. Social media. A lot of these people who promote toxic behavior and gaslighting and manipulation, they're planting seeds. And I don't know if you guys have gone through the same shit that I've gone through. But I'm going to run you through a scenario and what I mean. And this is just modern day bad planting seeds. Why every time that I'm working late, you start crying? You think I'm cheating on you? If you cheating on me, I might as well be cheating. So then the arguments would be enough. Then these arguments would be worth it. Oh, is that what you're going to do? You're going to sit here and get in your emotions? You're going to sit here and cry about it? Oh, it's always about you, isn't it? What about me? What about my needs? Don't I already do that for you? Don't you see that I sit here and you have a roof over your head? Or better yet, I wouldn't have cheated if you would have been giving it to me every night. I wouldn't have cheated if you wouldn't have pushed me away. You planted the seeds of guilt. Now this person is going to be known for that. Better example. Future. The artist Future. Every time something bad happens and they sit here and talk about he's the toxic meme king. Talking about, oh man, I see these people falling off these crates and it reminds me of when I fell into your or I fell in love with you and I just wanted to see how you were doing. That's a seed that's been planted to say that that's okay. That toxic behavior is okay. I have somebody in my life and I don't think he knows that I know he's very toxic, because he is. And I know, and I'm fully aware, and I allow the behavior, unfortunately, so I'm not a victim in the case because I allow it to happen. A lot of things that I've also noticed now, and I don't know where this started or this trend started, because that's whoever that person's legacy is, of, I'm not ready to date. I've been hurt. But I'm going to go ahead and fuck around with you and treat you like you my girlfriend. But I'm not going to put a title on it. But then when you sit here and try to put a title on it, I'm going to be like, no, that's not what I want. You want a relationship? What I want in a relationship. That's toxic behavior. And unfortunately, I see a lot of people who are into that. And not realizing that you are making an itinerary of who you are as a person. That is now your legacy. You're going to be known for that. It just takes one person to go ahead and spread that legacy. Because now you've implanted the seed that this is who you are as a person. A lot of people don't realize that also it comes from the sense of you can never turn a hoe into a housewife. Not realizing that we are trying to break that seed now. We're trying to break that legacy with a lot of people promoting sex work and promoting that, you know, even porn stars and sex workers can actually have lives and be good wives after everything. Because that was a seed, that was a legacy that was created, and we're trying to break that. So whoever ever started that, thank you so much. Because guess what? You should support your sex workers. And if you guys don't know, there's links in my chat somewhere floating up here. You should come and tip me one day, because guess what? I am still technically one. Even if I'm here on Twitter and Twitch and IG and talking about mental health. Because guess what? I don't want to be known for that. But unfortunately, that is what some people know me as. It depends on which way you know. I have many legacies already planted. So how do you know me? What do you know me for? Do you know me from school? Do you know me from my modeling? Do you know me for this podcast? Hell, do you even know me for playing video games badly? How do you know me? That's my beginning of my legacies. Because I have many of them. They just haven't been completed. What are you going to be known for? Sorry, guys. I had to pick up my notes because I need to. So, one big thing that I can go ahead and say is this. everything that is put out in the universe is somebody's legacy. And when it comes to toxic culture, people who are activists, whether it's the cops that have killed innocent people of color, as well as white people, unfortunately, yes, we don't put those out, or the people who are still getting lynched in the world, that's all they're known for. They're not known for good things. Legacies is not a good thing or a bad thing. It's about what you make of it. What are you known for? Are you known for this moment? Are you known for lifetimes of different moments? I want to take some time and talk about a few people. A few different people who are making legacies right now. There is a lot of black businesses out in the world. If you know of any, support them. If you know some black artists, sit here and actually take time to support them. And pay them full price. Don't ask for discounts. Like, straight up. I tell people all the time that you never know what your friend is capable of. And if you want, or if you support your friends, especially if they are people of color, pay them full price. Don't pay them half. Don't half-ass them. One thing I want to go ahead and do is I'm going to bring up a few people and I'm going to tell you what some of their business are. Jasmine Denise Miller. She is my photographer. She has her own photography company. She's also an artist. She is a music lover. She gets really into her work. If you ever get the opportunity to book with her, take the opportunity to actually sit down and come up with a storyboard with her, and she will tell your story through her photography, whatever it is. Latasha's Darling, Greedy Kitchen, Greedy Vegan. It is a vegan soul food. Is that here in Brooklyn? Okay, so Latasha Daring, I'm sorry. She has Greedy Kitchen and Greedy Vegan. It is a vegan soul food restaurant where you can get your guilty soul food pleasures without having the unhealthy weight of it from being meat filled. Joy Harden Bradford, she has a therapy for black girls, which is also what I want to do in my life one of these days. Hey. Stacey Abrams, of course, she is in Georgia again trying to fight people to vote. She's an activist, little things of that nature. Zeb Carter, he is an artist. I always tell people, take the time to sit down and actually sit here and give him some benefits. I have a friend that I really, really love his art, and I feel like his art is underappreciated. His name is Q. That's what he prefers to go by. But he is on IG as starving_artists_Q. 904. So let me say that again. starving_artists_Q904. He is an amazing artist in Florida. You should take the time to actually check out his work. Give him some funds because he works very hard. He did a beautiful Prince mural as well as a beautiful Nipsey mural. I feel like he does not get enough recognition, and I feel like he needs the traffic because he has amazing art and nobody else really sees it. And I would not promote it if I did not, you know, feel for him 100%. I also have a few other people. Monet Nails. She is a nail artist in Jacksonville. It's M as in Mary, O, N as in November, A-E, Nails. And she's in Jacksonville. She does ship out nails. She will make them custom. They are press-on nails. She does amazing work. Check her out. You could check her out on IG, on Twitter. Just to go ahead and say that. And I have a cake maker here if you are in New York. She makes her cakes from scratch. She has no culinary skills, and I mean, her work is amazing. Hold on, let me see if I can remember her name. Do not judge me because I don't remember things. My sister was telling me about some other ones too. I done forgot the other girl's stuff. I feel so bad. She works with me and she does amazing, amazing work. Goddess underscore Erica. She is a sex therapist. She actually educate people on sex education as well as practicing different things when it comes down into empowerment. She's an empowerment coach. I suggest anybody check her out. Again, that is Goddess underscore Erica. That is E-R-I-C-A, not E-R-I-C-K-A. Please don't put the K because you'll find somebody else. She is an amazing coach. She is also a dominatrix if you're into BDSM, but she also educates other people. Another person I'm going to go ahead and give a little bit of props to would be Tall Tiana. And it's all one word, T-A-L-L-T-I-A-N-N-A. She is a mistress or empress. She is a Amazonian BDSM worker. So I always tell people, support some your sex workers. And also, of course, me, because I have a business too. This is a business. My podcast is a business. I'm also a S-W-E-R worker. I'm also a student. I am building a brand and building a business. So, Tian, you have her socials? Okay. And then I have one other. Huh? She is her own business. Sex workers are their own business. Support a sex worker today. They have their own businesses. And cosplayers. Huh? Are you going to give it to me? You got too much going on. Okay, Exotic with two E's. The Hottie with two E's. So Exotietheotiee. Yeah, it sounded like a whole song on there. She is another S-W-E-R. Support us. We need money. We gotta hustle. If you're into cigars, I actually have a venue for you. And I actually had a wine vendor that is black owned too. And I can't remember her name because it popped up randomly on my feed. And it's here in Brooklyn, New York. Because I love finding out about black owned businesses. It's beautiful. There is a cigar company. They're based out in Georgia. But they do ship internationally as well as locally. They are called LT Stogies, and you can find them on social media as LT underscore Stogies on IG. I can't remember the Facebook at this current time, but those are amazing. Last but not least, I think you guys, if you actually watched the episode with my, you know, Black Men Mental Health Day, there was a guy on here. His name was Marcus, LRK Chronicles. He is also a photographer, and his business page is Official LRK 904, and they're based out in Jacksonville, Florida. But most of their artists, their photographers that are in that group, will travel. Huh? I think so. Isn't she black owned? Gotham? Is it like Gotham as in Gotham Winery? I think I had it. Yeah, Gotham Winery is based off in New York. They're black owned as well. So if you're a wino like me, telling my business. They are black owned here in New York. You should check them out. I'm just letting you know. So, with that being said, if you guys don't already know my socials, I am now on Instagram, unfortunately, as model_LadyRaku, because the original Lady Raku, who is a music artist based out in Vegas, I had to do a little bit of changing because our names were way too similar, and that was the reason why people couldn't find my link there. But if you are following me on Facebook, it's Model Raku P Blackheart. And if you're following me on Twitter, which that is 18 plus, sorry kids, that is B_REIKO. There's a lot of blending of personal thoughts that may be 18 plus after dark moments, or talking about mental health or other black owned businesses. So if you guys want, please donate. Donations are welcome. I would appreciate it because it will help me get my last book for school graciously, because it's expensive trying to be a therapist. And, you know, my looks are going to fade at some point. But other than that, guys, I appreciate you guys for tuning to my rant about legacies. We'll probably talk a little bit more about it later down the line. But everything leading up to this point is led up to legacies, like everything we've talked about, because these are other people's legacies that we put together in every story for everybody who's came on here. And I appreciate every single one of you guys. I want to thank everyone who's been supporting, including my manager, in dealing with my patients and me rushing her to be on time, and we never be on time because she waits until the last minute to plug up things. Huh? Okay, so today is not her fault, but any other time, it's okay. But I do appreciate every single one of you guys for being supporters and being here and listening to us. And we are going to be pushing up on 2 years come November, right? 2 years come November. Thank you guys for sticking it out. Sorry for not giving you 2 episodes last month, but thank you guys. If you guys decide that you want to be a sponsor, please, 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 at any point in time, reach out to my email, which my sister would know by heart because I can't think right now because I don't have my glasses on to even look at anything. I think it's rakublackheart.bookings@gmail.com. I might be wrong. Oh, I got it right. Hey, look, she might put it in the chat. Maybe not. But rakublackheart.bookings@gmail.com is my email if you guys would like to sponsor or be on an episode or have an idea for an episode. I mean, I probably will not let you drive the episode, but it can be a possibility that we might add it as a mental health thing, especially if it's something that you want to talk about or a subject that we've talked about in the past and you want to talk about again, or go into a little bit deeper because information may have came up that might be different, because, you know, things are constantly changing in society and society norms. So again, thank you guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate every single one of you. And I don't think I say it enough. Without you guys, I wouldn't still be doing this. You guys motivate me to keep doing this and to keep educating, because sometimes I feel like I'm talking to myself. But I love to see that you guys are actually here, and I managed to reach out to people. So it makes me feel like all of this hard work has been worth it. So thank you. And again, support those businesses, guys. These are my friends. These are people that needs a little bit more push, a little bit more out there. Yeah, social media can help promote them, but that's a bond. Like, these people, in some cases, some of these people, I've actually reached and talked to personally, and they're doing amazing things, and they need more motivation. Because sometimes, even in our darkest days, and there, a lot of them are mental health advocates, sometimes they don't know why they do what they do half the time. So, support each other. Love each other. And again, don't exert yourself. That, just remember, self-love is the best love. Self-care is the best care. And it is okay to not be okay. And if you need help, ask. The worst you can do is be told no. But guess what? There's somebody out there that will tell you yes. And even if it may not be somebody you know personally, if your energy and your vibe is right, if you come to me, I'll be there. So, with that, good day, good night, good evening, and I'll see you guys next time with all the love and all the affection. Have a wonderful weekend, and remember to detox.